Good morning, and this is probably one of the last public meetings we have, unless there's a few items to wrap up in probably a teleconference. And this process started back in August of 2003 with the charter established by the administrator. And I want to thank all the members of this panel who have spent so much time in their efforts visiting the NASA centers, obtaining data, going to contractors, tremendous conference calls, and also the staff members.
As of today, we have concluded much of our fact-finding relative to almost all of the recommendations that 15 return flight recommendations in SSP3. There are some that still remains. And because of that, we will be unable to completely disposition our assessments of all of the recommendations today. However, the substantial progress made by the agency, both in completing certain actions that help meet the intent of the recommendations, but also providing us with the documentation that we required of those actions, have allowed us to reach a point today where we will be able to enter into deliberations and complete assessments on a large number of the remaining open assessment.
Because early on, the Return to Flight Task Group recognized that this particular recommendation that the CABE met had made in the report was the primary mechanism where a lot of other CABE recommendations and issues could come together in an integrated fashion for observation and for the task group to take a look at. So all of us had a very keen interest in what the mission management team was doing. In addition to the specific CABE findings, the Return to Flight Task Group, as I mentioned earlier, also recognized that there were many new capabilities embedded in the other CABE return to flight, particularly in the areas of inspection and imagery. In addition, although it was a raise the bar action, the whole concept of the contingency shuttle crew support and launch on need were going to have major ramifications and complexities in terms of risk versus risk trades coming into the mission management team. And so the Return to Flight Task Group made some recommendations for additional actions that the MMT really needed to do to be able to address some of these other return to flight recommendations and to exercise them within their decision-making arena.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we saw that was very useful in the MMTs as they developed was that it necessitated having discussions that I don't think they would otherwise have had. And these are the discussions behind making some of these very difficult decisions. And so that was, I'm still not sure that we as a group are convinced that because they made a decision during MMT, they would make that same decision in a real life situation, because you can't really simulate that. But at least the discussions began to take place.
They need a process that continually looks at things so that what happened at the Columbia time doesn't occur, the erosion of the discipline and that sort of thing. They need some way to stay on top of that with self-assessments or independent assessments or something like that.
I would like to commend the management panel for the diligence and approach that you have taken toward addressing all of these recommendations. Clearly outside the technical world, but touching the technical world. And I know you all have worked these hard and long, and your fact-finding and deliberations, our preparation for these deliberations and coming here.